Hey everybody, this is part two of the two-part episode. If you have not already listened to part one, you gotta head over and listen to part one of this episode. Once you finish that one, come over here, listen to part two, and you guys will get the full story and all the great value that Aaron unfolds in this episode.
Welcome to the Action Sports Podcast. This podcast is designed to help you get out and ride more no matter what skill level you are, because you share the same passion as we do for the coolest sports on the planet. So stay tuned to learn from the leaders in action sports. Here's your host, Colton Passy.
Talk about how you represent yourself and represent the brand and hold yourself in a day-to-day action. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, first off, the brands that you are working with, and give us a little bit of insight how that ended up happening.
Let's see, the brands. So at one point in time, I think I had 12 legit sponsors where I was being given product to run. And that was the year that proved all of that, that I let some of those sponsors down, and they let me know that I let them down, and that hurt really bad, because it hurt on a couple of different levels. It hurt on the sense that they didn't like me anymore, and it hurt that I didn't do what I said I was going to do, and that really upset me that I wasn't able to do that. And after analyzing that, I was like, why couldn't I? Like, it's just, I was only like a couple posts a day. Like, why couldn't I have done that? And then just, it came back to, I just had too much. And then after that, I started looking at, the one I didn't post, because it's like, who cares about that? It's just like that's just swapping the part out for a colored part. And it's like, it's still serving the same function. It's still doing the same thing. Like, can I really like tell people they need to do this because it's better? Like, can I really say that? Can I really say this is better? Mm-hmm. And like, can I really say that they need to go out and buy this because it's something that they should do? And would I say that I would buy it if I didn't just get it given to me? And then I started asking the real questions like that. And I realized that no, I wouldn't. When I'm paying for it, I wouldn't have bought that. I wouldn't have put that on my snowmobile. And so it ultimately came down to that. Do I want it bad enough to pay for it? Is it worth me paying for? That's really the question. Is it worth me paying for? And if it's worth me paying for, then it's worth being on my snowmobile. And so that's when I really whittled it down to the things that I felt were necessary for my snowmobile. Like, this is the stuff I have to have on my sled. And so like right now, I was like, the things that I need on my sled, like, this is what I want to pay for. Like, this is what my sled needs. My sled needs more power. So a Boondocker Turbo out of the way. My sled, I need to jump it and drop it and not break myself. I have to have Zebro's extra shocks and Zebro suspension. I have to have it. And I'm like, I am so hard on it that I am flexing and messing up wheels. I'm like, I have to have Ice Age products. I have to have rails, and I have to have wheels that don't break. And it's like, I need my wrap to protect my snowmobile. And then I'm like, I need Avid drivers so that I don't skip and like rip holes in my track and like do all this junk. I need to be able to run loose and still grip and not ratchet and put that power to the ground. And so I go through that, and then Sled Solutions bags, I need to have storage. This is something that if I wasn't a sponsored athlete, then this is what I'd pay for, because this is what I need. And so I really, after I asked all those questions, it came down to just, what do I need? Not what do I want, not what's frivolous, what do I need? And so those are the companies that I went after. And like Boondocker, it took a long time to work into a sponsorship with those guys. I went to Jared way back in the day, and I'd done all the research, and I went to the companies and was like, why is your snowmobile the best? Why is your turbo kit the best? And I did the research, and it took a couple years of research and saving up, and I bought a Boondocker Turbo for my 13 Pro. Phenomenal experience. And I've just been having a phenomenal experience every year. But because of that one, and because I paid for it, I cared about it and I took care of it, and I worked with them. And that's how that worked is that with all the companies that I'm in with, for the first couple of years, I bought at some level, whether I bought outright or whether I got a discount or whatever, I was able to work. I mean, I always try to be get to a discount on the first go around, you know, because everybody knows snowmobiling is expensive. It's not a poor man's sport by any means at all. And so it's like, I'm looking for any help that I can get the thing that I think that I need on the snowmobile. So anyway, that's kind of how I've whittled it down to the five. And that's why I feel it's important to just focus on those key people. And so right now, I think I've gone through them already, but I need power. I need Boondocker. I need suspension. I need Zebros. I need my suspension not to fail. I need Ice Age. I need protection of the snowmobile. I need Arctic FX. I need to not ratchet. I need Avid. And that's it, man. That's what I...
Are you working with Climb at all?
Oh, what a jerk. Oh, man. John's going to be so mad at me. John and Dustin, all those guys I love. And so that's one relationship that's just naturally worked out so great because...
You got Climb everywhere in this garage. It's just kind of funny.
I'm wearing Climb. I got Climb everywhere in the garage. Well, and that's the thing that... This sounds really hokey, and it sounds like it's just a cover-up tactic, and I'm actually really glad that it didn't come up because it's going to let me say how I really feel about Climb, that Climb is a relationship and it's a product that I don't think about it, like, ever because it's so good. I don't have to think about it. Like, I wear Climb gear head to toe. Like, I'm literally wearing the knee brace socks that go up to my crotch. I got the armor pads that go for shorts. And then I got my negative one. I got my Climb tech vest. I got my Climb onesie. I got my Climb gloves. I got my Climb neck sock. I got my Climb helmet, my Climb goggle, my Climb boot. I'm literally head to toe to Climb. And because it's so good and because it works so good and I'm so comfortable in it, I don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't ever cross my mind about weather or conditions or what do I need to figure out? And it used to. And that's the thing that it comes from. I've ridden every, except for the new manufacturers now. Like, I haven't wore Judge gear. I don't know that. I can't judge any of that. It's new stuff. I've been around it. I've seen it, but I can't judge it. I haven't been in it. But I've been around all the, you know, all the Rima, the Scott, all of these brands that everybody used to know and used to be all so big. I've worn all of that stuff. And it's not fun, man. Like, I would ride, my riding would be limited by how long I can take the cold on my feet. Like, it used to be, we'd go ride and I would try all the different types of socks and try different boots. I was buying a new set of boots every year for literally 8 years before I bought a pair of Climb boots.
Wow.
And that's something that I really wanted to share about Climb, that people don't realize that guys like me have done that other stuff. And it was so painful, man. Going the day, you're just soaked to the bone and you're freezing. And by the time you get back to the truck, like, now I couldn't do it, man. I'd give up snowmobiling if I had to ride in the gear that I used to have to ride in before Climb. And now I can ride Climb and I don't even think about it. This stuff's so amazing. It's so good.
You're part of the family too.
And I really feel like I am.
Yeah. I think that's why you didn't really talk about it. Cause you're just like, it was just so natural. It's like talking, your father's sitting here next to us, but we're not like talking about your father. It's right. Just so natural for Climb to be part of who you are. And you are part of Climb.
It sounds super corny, but it's true. Like, I know John and Dustin and Justin. I mean, shoot, this year I was over at Justin's house a couple of times, helping him work on snowmobiles, helping him do that. And then Justin's the awesome guy that he is, you know, he could see that, you know, I brought my boy with me. And so me and my boy are in there with him and his boy, just kind of hanging out, chit-chatting about his trophy truck stuff and chit-chatting about politics and just chit-chatting about that stuff, trying to help get him ready to ride the next day. Mm-hmm. And we're packing up and he comes out with a little hard case. And I'm like, what you got there? And he's like, oh, I didn't know if you had one of these. And I'm like, I don't. And he's like, do you want one? And it's one of those sweet Climb pocket knives that you flick out. And that thing's so cool. And just, that's just how cool Climb is, man. Like, right. they're always just going out of their way to make the world a better place.
That's cool. That's a really cool story. like personal experience that you have with these guys, you know, and something that you can say that they brought us so much value to. So let's transition.
But that's really key. It might be where you were going. I'm sorry, Colin, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but that's what people need to understand. Sponsorships are, you're investing in this company and you're saying to them, I believe in your product. I'm going to push your product. I'm going to help you sell your product. I'm going to help you sell because I believe in it. I help you. I'm going to help you because I need it. And when they really start to see that and they can really feel that, you're going to notice that they change. It's not a company anymore. It becomes family. It becomes friends. And it only happens when that trust, and that trust is up to you, the writer, the athlete. That trust is only going to happen if you play your cards right. If you get that support, you get that discount, and you go push it like it had been given to you. You go push it like you believe in it. But that's the key, guys. Don't go getting into it if you don't believe it. If you can't push it like you really believe in it, then you've already answered your question. You're just wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And you're wasting their time too. If you don't believe in it, you're wasting yours time and their time. Because then you're going to be open to suggestion and you'll get that discount on that shock package and you're going to be a new shock package and you get 3 years in from three different shock companies. Nobody's going to believe anything you say. It's like you're just going wherever, whoever gives you the deal. It's not actually the best. It's just who gave it to you, man. And people see right through that and they're not going to post it on social media and they're not going to drag you through the mud about it. They're just going to be, they're just not listen to anything you say. Mm-hmm. And that's something that these guys have to learn. And so the relationship that I was talking about with Climb, I've built that. That's been 15 years of working with those guys to build that. And it started out with me hating Climb because of their business model that they wouldn't build enough product for the year. That I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me. What kind of a company doesn't build the product? And in hindsight, I learned what Justin didn't know that his product was going to be in so demand. He's just a guy trying to fund this thing on his own with his own money, trying not to go bankrupt, you know, when he first starts out. So you build little batches and then you're trying to build a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And so, you know, of course me being the outside in, I don't understand any of that. And so it puts me in this negative perspective. And then they're just trying to make ends meet and try to pay the bills and everything like that. And so that worked into riding with Dan and Fatty, and all those guys were riding Climb. And I'm like, hey, Dan, you don't have to switch gloves as often as I do. Hey, Dan, you haven't once complained about your feet being cold. Hey, Dan. Hey, Fatty, you haven't once complained about this. Hey, Rick, why are you insistent on wearing your Climb bids? Like, what's the deal? Why do you have to have the Climb Power Cross jacket? Why is that? And then I bought some used gear from Dan. I bought a Powercross pullover for $100 and I bought a Powercross pant for $100. And that was the year after I'd have the Climb boots. So I wore the Climb boots and I'm like, crap, this stuff is fantastic. I'm like, that sucks that I have to eat crow, but it's fantastic. I will. And then the next year I'm like, hey, Dan, I'm like, what do you got? He's like, I'll sell you these for a couple $100. I'm like, sweet. And so I bought my first, and then I bought another set of gear the next year at an expo to replace the Powercross stuff. Cause I'm like, this stuff's fantastic. Like it form fits and it doesn't restrict me and it doesn't sag off of me. And so then, it was the next year that I got into the film and then kind of started doing good and then started getting a credit with the Boondockers film that it's like, hey, you can have this much money towards Climb gear. And so then I was able to get sponsored. Hmm. And so it was like 3 years of buying Climb gear, you know, 3 years of buying turbos, three. And so people aren't willing to put the skin in the game. And so the sponsorship, the first thing you need to understand is that we've talked about already is you have to believe in the product. That's first and foremost. And then if you believe in the product, you're willing to put the investment into it. And the company, if they can see the investment and they can see your belief and see that you really believe in it and that you really are going to help them and you really are going to push, then they're going to start to turn from a support role to a sponsorship role. And that's important. Support is just basically discount stuff, helping you out, not charging you sales tax. Sorry, not sales tax, not charging you all of the fees or not charging you all of that stuff. And then they're going to 10% it. Then they're going to 20% it. As soon as you start getting to 40-50%, once you get past that, now you're talking sponsorship. Because now they're not only not making money on you, they're not paying costs. And when they start not paying costs, that's a big deal. That means that that costs them $100. Let's, you know, just a nice round number. That cost them $100 and they're only getting 50 out of you. That means they're putting $50 into you guys. Like, they're sponsoring you now. Now they're putting money into you to help them sell product because you believe in the company. And once they start to do that, you've shown them that you can be trusted. Now they're showing you that they trust you. And then now it's up to you to grow it from there. And then you grow that into that. And now I'm have a trust with these companies that they know that it's Boondocker. That, in my opinion, that's the only turbo because mm-hmm. I believe in it and I've ran it. And I've got, since my 2013, I've got every year, I've had a phenomenal experience with my Boondocker turbo. It's ran phenomenal for me every year. And I'm not just saying that, it literally has. Just like anybody, nothing is perfect. One year on my like 15, I had something go with the control box and it faulty an injector, but then I take it to them and they fix it. And then it just ran perfect the next year. On my 16, I had some stuff in the, it just ran weird, ended up being some water and some connectors, you know, just stuff like just little stuff like that. And then on my, and then everything else has been great. The 19850, that my 19850 ran like didn't run very good, but that Polaris did their thing to fix that side of it. And Boondocker kept improving their tunes. And by the end of the season, that thing ran fantastic. And then I went high boost after that. And that's just been a tickle. This last year, I went to this because I really like talking about this. I didn't do the high boost this year. Like I did last year, I did all the boosts this year. And so like 10,000 feet, I was running like almost 14 pounds of boost. And mm-hmm. so if you do the math, that puts you at like 275 horse. And on my sled, on the diet that it was on, putting out 275 horse, woo-wee. Man, that baby was fun. God, that's so much fun. But boy, howdy, did I have to work out to hold on to that bad boy and stay on that sled. But the sponsorship's important. All I'm really trying to do is illustrate that it took me doing the research, finding a product I believe in, I bought into it and then pushed it and helped the company sell it. Then the company could believe in me. And then they started believing in me in terms of sponsorship. And then the more I helped them, the more they helped me. And then now we're family. First name basis with all of them. We run into each other at the store. Some of them, we even get together personally and like go do stuff, like go jet skiing or go
camping,
sledding. Sledding, dirt biking. That's been something that's super fun the last couple of years is getting dirt biking. And so we'll dirt bike and snowmobile together and stuff like that. And that just comes with time and it comes with you being willing to believe in something, mm-hmm. Put it out there and take a risk, believe in it. And so I felt like I did a good job of laying out that progression. You got to do the research, find out what you believe in. Put some skin in the game, buy into it, talk to them, tell them, hey, I want to run it. I think you guys are the best. Don't have to do anything for me, but if you could, that would be great. See how that's a completely different approach.
Be transparent with them.
Yeah. And that's a completely different approach. It's like me buying your project isn't a contingency on what kind of a deal you can get me.
Right.
And you're saying that you believe in it and now you're acting like you believe in it. It's like, I'm buying your stuff. It'd be cool if you give me a discount, but no big deal if you don't. I'm still going to buy it. And that's a negotiation in your career. People need to know that you believe in it. And if they think that you believe in something, they're going to play ball with you and they're going to help you as much as you help them. And then right. Once you back it up, the sky's the limit. And so I had to learn that the hard way. And so that really weird year that I let those guys down and I didn't follow through with those sponsorships, that's what it was. It was like, I made them mad at me and they didn't really like me after that year. And it made me not really like myself either. And so that's what's evolved this progression. And so now I've got it pretty dialed. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I just know what to do. And so if there's ever anything that comes up on my kitty cat, I've had to do that. Cause, Mountain Valley machine. I think those guys make a fantastic belt kit. And so I went to them this year and I was like, hey, look, I'm going to buy one way or another. If you could give me a break, it'd be great. Obviously they knew who I am. I've been around those guys for decade or more.
They're big snowmobilers too.
Big snowmobilers. And they're super into the cat. But now that I have a cat, it's like, hey, it's like, I really want a belt drive for that kitty cat, mm-hmm. you know? And so we do that. And then that was also through the rental company that Ryan and Drew and I are running this last year. And that's gone absolutely fantastic. And then that's just given us another opportunity to work with these companies that we believe in. And now I feel after this season, I'm even tighter with these companies than we were before. And I already felt like we were super tight. But it's just, and I realized, and one of them even told me, it's like, we already knew you were on our team. But then for you guys to run a rental fleet, and it's just no question that this is it. They're like, yeah, it's like, even more so.
Yeah. And the big benefit for that, for these companies, is that they're actually, you guys are actually promoting their products through your sleds, through whatever you guys have. And people are going to ride it, test it for a whole day. You know, it's way better than going to the dealership and testing out like a new Polaris for like, you know, a couple hours or an hour or whatever. Yeah. You have a lot of fun during that 1 hour, but when you can do a full day of riding it, one, you can go back home if you do have like a sled. You go back home and you compare the sled you just rode to the one you have. And you're like, I've got to have it. So then you start creating a customer, and then that guy's going to visit friends. And like, it's just going to be a huge domino effect. And that's what these companies are watching and they're looking for. A lot of times we bring up the ROI. What's the ROI if I actually, you know, put some investment into this guy? What's he going to give back to me? And then you took your already pre-existing relationship and you honestly boosted it.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. It's a great, great plan.
It is a great plan. And that's probably one tip. Social media has its place. And that's something that I don't do a good job of. And every year I do a little bit better and I do a little bit better, but I'm not doing what guys your age and guys younger than you are doing on social media. And so companies want that, but in addition to that, the part that sells product, like you going on social media saying that Boondocker Turbo is the best, is just saying Boondocker Turbo is the best. The likelihood of you creating a sale from your post on social media is one in like a Googleplex. It's just not even really going to happen. But you put a guy on a turbo that's running right, and you can tell them that it's been running that way all season, that I just put it on, I followed the instructions, and it's been running fantastic. That's what sells turbo kits. That's what sells suspension. That's what sells the gear. And so to share with people what I mean by the other aspect of that, like how do you put people in gear? You do it just like how it sounds. And you got to think outside of the box. And this is something that helps sponsorship out. If you can think what's going to set me apart from the guys that are competing for that sponsorship against me, how do I set apart from that? One thing that Ryan and Drew and Cody and I, the guys here in Shelley that are part of the Boondocker team, that we brothers, we take extra gear with us. So if we show up to a parking lot and we see a guy with some older gear, or maybe some gear that we've rode in that isn't as good as the climb, we'll put them in the climb gear that we brought with us. And then at the end of the day, they're like, holy cow, like I didn't get cold and I didn't get sweaty and I'm not freezing right now.
And I'm not giving this back.
And that's like 100% of the time, that is what's said. And then we'll even take gear with us and we'll switch people on the hill. So on those really cold days, it's a lot harder to do with a onesie. But
yeah.
And so on a onesie, we haven't been able to do this as much, but back when you were wearing the two-piece bib pant, Ryan, Cody and I, Cody did it the most often. Cody would switch guys' gear. He'd take his jacket off, take their whatever, give them their climb gear. And those guys, 9 out of 10 times before the ride was even over, like, holy cow, dude, thanks for switching me. I knew I was cold, but I had no idea that I was that cold. And he's like, I'm happy again. And I'm like, okay. And it's like, what do we do? And then we'd get home and like that next day. So that was like Saturday, they'd go into Action or whoever their dealer was on Tuesday and buy a set of gear. And so that's something that as a sponsored athlete, you have to think about. And you don't really have to think about it don't think about it in the terms of monetary stuff. Don't think of it in money. How do I make this company money? But you got to build this premise that I believe in this stuff. So for us, it was like, we believe in Climb. And like, how do these guys know what they're missing? Well, we didn't know what we were missing until we wore it. Ah, we didn't know what we were missing until we wore it, till we tried it. Well, this is how we get other people to know what they're missing. They try it. And so then we started facilitating, how do we get them to try it? Well, we'll take the gear with us. Hey, we'll switch them gear on the hill. And then the same thing with turbo, same thing with suspension. How do we know what they're selling? How do we know what they're missing? Well, you put them on it and then they'll know what they're missing. And then all the turbos that I've sold, the guys get on it and they're just like, how does it run? And I'm like, literally, guys, I'm like, I followed the instructions to an absolute T. I worked with Jared on learning how to route things. And then I've done that. And then I've learned the tips and tricks from Junior and Rocky over the time. And I just install it the way that things say. I put the tune on it that they say, and then it just runs. I'm like, literally, guys, this is 1,000 miles running just like this. And that's how I sell my snowmobiles. But then I back it up. And so the guy that buys my snowmobile, I'm best friends with the guys that buy my snowmobile. And I usually talk with them once a month or so and make sure everything's running good and doing all the good. But that's the thing that you're doing as a sponsored athlete, is you're taking it upon yourself to provide that opportunity. And then to get corny on you, Mr. Leo DiCaprio, our Wolf of Wall Street, you know, and all that stuff, illustrating the best salesman create a need. And so it's like, sell me this pen. This pen's really awesome. Okay, you try to sell me this pen. Hey, this pen is really neat. And he gives it to the guy that he knows is a salesman and says, hey, sell me this pen. And he said, hey, write down your name and number for me. And he's like, oh, I don't have a pen. And he's like, here's your pen. That'll be $1. And he created a need. And so if you want to be an effective sponsored athlete, you create that need. Mm. Buy into the company, invest into it, show them that you care about it, that you believe in it. And then when you show them that, they're going to show that they can trust you. And then as they show that they trust you, then it's your job as a sponsored athlete. Like, if you have any intention of being a sponsored athlete, that's your first step. You buy into that product and then you create a need for that product. And then if you create the need for that product, then you'll sell that product. And if I back that up a little bit. There's two parts to that. You create the need and then you believe in it. People can tell if you're just blowing smoke. But if you believe in it and you create a need for it, you're going to be a very effective sponsored athlete. And so do a better job than I do as far as, like, I feel everybody who's listening, don't be too critical about this. And this sounds egotistical, but just comparing myself to the people that I've talked to and the people that I know, but I feel like this is something that me and Ryan, that we've kind of developed, and I'm really good at that. I'm really good at people putting people on my snowmobile and selling product with people on my snowmobile, both Climb and Boondocker and Ice Age and all of those things. But I'm not as good on the social media side. And so take the good that I'm saying about sponsorship and being a sponsored athlete, take that part. And then the thing that's going to set you apart is if you can figure out how to create that need in social media, still create the need, put people on your snowmobile, put people on the stuff that you believe in, but then find a way to do that on social media. And then you'll replace the guys like me that haven't found that way yet. And then you'll take my sponsorships and you'll build those relationships with those companies. And 15 years down the road that you've been working with Climb and Boondocker and Zebros and Ice Age and Arctic FX and Avid and all those guys, you'll be able to look back and be like, oh man, I've been with those guys 15 years. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, man, it's a long, I can't imagine, you know, and then you start to panic because you're like, I can't go snowmobiling without my Climb gear. I can't go snowmobiling without my Boondocker Turbo. I can't go snowmobiling without my Exit Shocks. And that's okay. Wow. Because that's really neat. It's quite the evolution. And so that's the challenge for the next sponsored athletes. Like, if you guys can get in there, do what we do good. Like, that's what makes Dan Adams, Dan Adams, and Chris Berant, and Keith Curtis. These pillars of the snowmobile, and Dan Gardner, these pillars of the snowmobile community have done that. And they've done that the old school way. And some of those guys have done a good job adapting to the new social media climate. But guys like me, like Aaron Case hasn't done a good job of adapting to the social media climate. And so that's going to be your end. That's going to thing that's going to make you unique. You create that need so that you can sell it. And then you find the need to make the sales in the area that I can't. And then now you're going to replace me. Now client will need you to take my place and to take my sponsorship so that you can take them into the future.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, I had no idea we were going to go this way. Like, I had no anticipation of this conversation developing like it did. And it's way, way better than anything I could have imagined. Like, the knowledge that you have and sharing that with all, like, freely sharing that, like, it's going to open up so many eyes and so many people's understanding of what the potential, their potential and what the possibilities are. And I'm really grateful that you've actually been willing to share that. A lot of people are going to be very grateful as well.
Well, thanks, Colton. I appreciate that. That's something that, you know,
that you're passionate about. Yeah, I can see it.
Passionate about and care about. And I feel like I feel like I've been sponsored for a really long time. And like right now that I'm getting older and I'm not doing video stuff as much anymore, and I'm not doing the social media as good as I'd like to do it, or I feel like I'm doing okay, but you can see what you can do, right? And I know that I'm not making it to the level that I know is possible or that I know it should be. But, you know, of course I know that I'm getting older and the writing's on the wall that I'm not going to be sponsored forever.
Right.
And so I've really been thinking about a lot about that, that I'm like, why does Boondocker continue to still help me out? Why does Climb continue to still help me out? I'm not providing the social media presence. I'm not providing the movie presence anymore like I was 5-6 years ago. And it's like, why are they still believing in me? And I'm like, they're still believing in me because I still am selling product. I'm like, but I've built this relationship and I feel like I've really conveyed to them that I'm all in, mm-hmm. 100%. Like, I'm all about it. And
it's fantastic.
And the biggest mistake that guys right now that I see go into it looking for a discount, or go into it looking for
what's in it for me,
what's in it for me, and that they should be free. And they're almost, this is a worst case scenario, but they're almost insulted when a company's not willing to sponsor them, like straight up. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you don't get it, buddy. That's not a sponsorship. That's just somebody giving you something for free because you want that thing for free, not because you believe in it, not because you're going to help sell it, not because you even need it for your snowmobile. It's just like, oh, what a jerk didn't sponsor it to me. What a dick. I'm going to go somewhere else. And it's like, you already failed, man.
Yep.
And you're not going to find anybody willing to do that. And you've basically shot yourself in the foot, and you've basically stopped yourself from being able to be a sponsored athlete, and you didn't even know it. You didn't even get started, and you've already ruined your sponsorship career.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know it. So don't do that. Do the research. Find out what product you feel is the best. Buy into it. Show that you can be trusted. Create a need. Help sell it. And then negotiate with them. Hey, I did a really good job last year. I helped sell a couple of kits. And then that's when you negotiate it. That's how I started. Like, Zebros is a perfect example. First conversation with those guys was Nate back in the day when he didn't have a dang clue who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan was super nice enough to plug me, to call Nate and be like, hey, I got a couple guys riding with the team that need some A-arms. They're in a bad way for some A-arms. They're going to give you a call. And so I call Nate and I'm like, hey, da, da, da. I'm like, what, you know, I'm like, I'm going to buy it, dude. Like, I'm out without A-arms. So it's not a question whether I'm going to buy it or not. It's just like, do you got any room to wait? And don't be afraid to ask that, but don't convey it that that's what it's all about. It's like, I told Nate that I'm like, I believe in your product, man. Like, this is really good stuff. Like, I'm really excited to run your A-arms. Do you got any room to break? And he was like, he's like, you know, normally I don't. He's like, but since you know Dan, he's like, I can't remember if it was 5% or 10%, but then, you know, somebody could be snooty about that, but I wasn't. I was like, oh, I want to say it was 5% or 10, maybe it was 10, but didn't matter what it was. It was, my response was, oh, are you sure, man? That's so cool. I really appreciate it. That's awesome, man. That super helps me out. you know, I'm just a baller, you know, I'm just a baller on a budget. I just need a little bit of help. And so we were able to, you know, he gave me that little bit of a break. I'm pretty sure he did. And that's what it took. And then that just kicked that relationship. And so don't be afraid to negotiate, but it's all about how you convey it.
Right.
And you convey it the right way if you're going about it right, the right way, and if you believe in it the right way.
Nope. You know, you're portraying that perfectly. And like, if anybody's missing the mark here, there's no excuse. Aaron just laid out the blueprint. Probably the best blueprint that I've actually heard on the podcast to get your way in to a sponsorship, and like the very good breakdown of how to do it exactly. So take these step by step and create that opportunity for yourself. Cause it's an opportunity that you have to create. It's not just going to show up in your lap. It's an opportunity I have to create. So,
and if you want to look at it and help prove what I'm saying, look at Chris Berant, look at Dan Adams, and count up how many sponsors that they have on their sled.
Absolutely.
As far as like main sponsors go, like we're talking like big componentry, you're only going to be like four or maybe five.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's crazy.
And that's how I've ended up at five. But it's awesome, man. Like those sponsorships, the relationships that I have with my teams,
awesome.
I can't think of snowmobiling without them. Like to think of going snowmobiling, not in climb gear.
You're just like, no, like, not happening.
Sounds
Yeah, but it makes sense.
It just makes sense
how you feel about it.
I know what it used to be like, man. I just know what it's like to be cold, and I know what it's like to be wet, and it's like, I'm just to the point in my life that I'm just not willing to be cold, man.
Right.
I'm old enough, and I've enjoyed comfort enough long enough now. I've worked hard enough for stuff that it's like, I'm snooty.
Well, I mean, when I remember climb, I was thinking climb was that old man gear, because one, it was expensive. Right away, yeah. It was always expensive, but the people that I always saw buying it were the people that were always golfing too. The people that were driving Mercedes or Cadillac, well, primarily Cadillacs or new trucks, and they were old people typically, or older people. And it wasn't a huge thing for the younger groups, but these older people, they were always riding it, and they were staying warm and they were staying dry. Like nobody really, it didn't seem like
you don't really realize that they're not like switching gloves all the time, and they're just sitting on their snowmobile. They're
exactly
not like shivering and like, hey, let's get going.
No, exactly. While I'm in over here in my sled neck gear, my sled neck jacket, and I'm not bashing the brand.
No,
it was just like the difference. I was like, I'm freezing over here. This old man's nice and toasty, and he's, you know, not doing half the stuff that I'm doing to keep my temperature regulated, and he's doing just fine. So there's a lot to say about that, and the gear and the components that you use, there's a lot to say. So to finish up, let's have you plug yourself. If you want people to find you, follow you,
okay,
let's have people give you a plug, or give yourself a plug. And if they have questions, they can reach out to you through any some direct messages, or reach out to me and I can send them your way.
And that'd be great. I'm 100% open to that kind of stuff, because I'm not like a legend or anything like that. I've been around, I know. And so I'm more than happy to help. I really like helping people out. I don't know what it is about me, but it's fun to help people out. It's fun to teach people, and it's fun to be a part of somebody else's journey and to see them go through that hard stuff and then have it pay off. Like, mm-hmm. That's super exciting to have that work out for people. And so I do a little wordplay on my name. So instead of Spartacus, it's Spartacase. And so you can find me Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, any of those places. It's just at Spartacase is where I'm at everywhere else. And then you can direct message me on Facebook. And if you want to, you can even reach out and share numbers, and you can give me a call and ask me questions that way.
Yep.
And so just Aaron Case at Spartacase is my handle on all the social media stuff. On the Facebook, just search Aaron Case and you'll see my pretty mug. And then I ride snowmobiles for Boondockers Movie. I work at Boondocker Turbo, and I have on the side a Stable Mountain, a rental company that we believe in, that having snowmobiles set up, like you go rent a snowmobile nowadays and you just get this worn out thing that is a bunch of miles and bottoms out the suspension all the time. And we just believe in a better experience snowmobiling than that. And so we're trying to provide a better experience to people by getting a snowmobile. It doesn't have a ton of miles on it. We build it up with suspension, with clutching, with exhaust, and people, the feedback is amazing. People are like, dude, like this is like a real snowmobile. Like this thing responds and it performs and it gets places and it's not giving me problems. It's reliable. And everybody that's been renting from all these other places have said that this is it, man. Like we're not going to rent anywhere else. And to give, it's not about being better. We are better than everybody else, but it's more just the experience that we've been able to provide. People didn't know that they could rent a snowmobile that's set up and that performs and pulls the RPMs and can go through the whoops and do the little bit of jumping and dropping and playing and have the air arms that'll hold up to bouncing off of a tree and have a bumper that'll hold up to some Quakies. People don't know what that's like. And they come back and they're like, we had no idea that the snowmobiles that we were riding were so poorly set up, so poorly ready to go. And we're like, well, it's not that they're poor. They're just not set up at all.
Right.
And so providing that experience has been really awesome this year. We've rode with a lot of new guides. We're working on our guiding permits. And so a new study just got completed and they're supposed to be opening that permit up to the public for application. So we're going to be going after that pretty strong.
Cool.
And so hopefully next year we'll be a licensed outfitter and be able to do that legitly and everything like that. And so those are the three companies that I'm involved in. And then the companies that my family that supported me through the snowmobiling career that I have, Boondocker and Climb and Zebros and Ice Age and Arctic FX. And those guys have been absolutely fantastic. Those are the guys that I think that I have to have on my sled. And I do those guys every year for the things that we've talked about. In addition to that, the companies that have been the easiest to work with, that have given me support / sponsorship, Avid Products and Sled Solutions and FrankenSled, and a lot of these guys like that have been just amazing to work with over the years, and companies that I believe in and that have done so much for me. And hopefully I can continue to provide for them.
Wow. Thank you for that. Well, let's end it there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Colton. Really appreciate you coming over, man, and taking the time.
Well, it's been a really good time. We've actually spent a good, almost solid 2 hours.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Shnikes. We've been recording for an hour and 50 minutes. So this has been fantastic. There's so much that needs to be unpacked. I don't know how I'm going to actually put this one out, if I'm going to put this in 2 episodes, because we try to have everything in like less than 40 minutes, 40, 45.
Yeah,
is
that
max.
Makes sense. It's hard. And we do the same with our video.
Yep.
You know, after that 45, 50 minutes,
yeah,
start losing people.
Exactly. So I appreciate letting me come down, and dude, I think we're going to definitely be working with each other in the future.
Yeah.
We're helping each other out. So
what?
Okay. Have a good day.
Awesome, man. Thanks, Colton.
Yep. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Well, that wraps up today's episode. If you enjoyed it, then let us know by subscribing and leaving us a review. We actually pick a winner each month and give away some awesome prizes just to show our appreciation. Oh, and don't forget, go visit theactionsportspodcast.com to grab yourself a copy of the Action Sports Guide, where you'll learn more about how to land sponsorships, get paid, and turn your passion of riding into a career without having to be a professional athlete. Again, that's theactionsportspodcast.com.